Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Good day. This is John Schulter, and welcome to my show, and welcome to my favorite time of the week. It's called The Butterfly Moment. We have the most wonderful May spring day. You could just about see butterflies out there. As you probably know, and if you've listened to this show before, we talk about the butterfly and the butterfly moment as a metaphor. I'm a life coach, and it's such a wonderful thing to see people be inspired, to find themselves into kind of a awakening. And the metaphor of the butterfly is that, obviously, they come from a cocoon. And after 30 days or so, after being in darkness, they start to grow. They keep growing. And they split through the cocoon and have a realization that maybe they were not forever in that place, and that they are not what they thought they were, that they're not a caterpillar. They are perhaps one of the most beautiful insects in the world. And best of all, they can fly. So we've taken that metaphor and we've taken that image to interview a lot of people, because it's my belief as a life coach, transformation is kind of like the butterfly, the cocoon, and the butterfly leaving the cocoon and becoming all that it can be. And in researching this, I just wrote a book about it, in fact, called The Way of the Butterfly Warrior. They have found that butterflies can fly from Canada to Mexico over 3,500 miles. Gliders have seen them at 11,000 feet. Now, you've got to consider that this is an insect not much more than a leaf flowing in the wind. So all of this raises the bar. It raises the bar of human potential, and that's what this show is all about. And I can tell you there is no better example of the beauty of that butterfly than our guest today, Allie McManus. I'm going to talk to her a little bit about it, brag about her, because she's such a wonderful young lady, a talented young lady, and it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch and really experience her talents. When you hear Allie McManus's dynamic vocals, you'd be surprised to know that she has a limited lung capacity, and that she has a history of being born 3 months premature and weighing a little over 2 pounds at birth. And was only given a 50-50 chance to live. And now 21 years old, she's the most wonderful Detroit-born singer-songwriter. And like the caterpillar, she's beaten the odds. A rare bone disorder has left Allie in a wheelchair since the age of 7, but this story does not end there. It's one of compelling talent, indomitable spirit. She's got, and I've listened to all of her songs, this velvety vocals reminiscent of Stevie Nicks, or Joni Mitchell is one of my favorite, or Jewel. She's got a timeless, modern appeal of Sarah Bareilles and Haim. Legendary producers have seen and appreciated her talents, such as Jack Douglas, who represented John Lennon, Aerosmith, Alice Cooper. He produced Allie's debut album. Has it been released yet?
Yep.
And so I can't wait to get into a conversation with her and really understand and let her share for you where this wonderful inspiration comes from and this strength through music. Through music. Allie, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's indeed a pleasure. You know, the way I have this show kind of divided up is I always enjoy like a play, three acts, the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. And someone with your talent and with your energy and with your strength, tell us a little bit about your background.
Of course, yeah. So I started singing when I was 7. And around that time is when a lot of my medical situations started happening. I was fine up until the age of 7, running around like any other kid. And I just started getting pain throughout my body. And then one day I just couldn't get out of bed or keep walking. So one surgery led to another one. There was no diagnosis to what I had, to what I have, until like a couple months ago, where they finally diagnosed it after like 20 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. And which is, I never thought I would get a diagnosis, honestly. We always just called it the Allie syndrome.
Oh my God.
We always knew that I had weak bones, weaker than a kid should have. And I had osteoporosis, which is weak bones, and scoliosis, which is a curvature of the spine. And those are the only like key things we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go into a surgery to try to fix one thing, and then it kind of went downhill. It fixed one thing, but may not have, it kind of made something worse.
Mm.
It was kind of like a downhill thing. So, yeah, my music really got me through that. It was basically my therapy, and how I couldn't really, I had a hard time saying how I felt out loud, so I would put it into the song.
That is just amazing. You know, as a life coach, and I just came across this, it was on YouTube, somebody, I was listening to a lecture, and it was so profound to me, it was the 10%, 90%. 10% of your circumstance is what has happened to you, and 90% is what you do with it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And not many people know that we have that option, that whatever limitations that the world says that we have, that is just a launching pad.
Yeah, and I always saw it as a choice. And like when I ever anything happened, I had to come about it and ask myself what choice I wanted to make. Either be miserable and be negative of the situation, or go about it in a positive way as best as you can and make the best of the situation. And I made the positive choice. And it really helped everything in the end. And it helped the outlook on life, too.
Unbelievable. You know, I tell us a little bit about the therapeutic effect of your music. You're saying that, obviously, it causes pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is kind of an artistic medication in a way, right?
Right, that, yeah.
So it actually makes you mm-hmm. feel better.
Honestly, yeah, it does. I always say that singing or performing a song is my 3 minutes of no pain, because it kind of takes me to a different place, like a movie or a book would.
Oh, my God.
You kind of get into a different mindset, and the song takes over of what you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're even just playing a song.
Mm.
So it is definitely some sort of artistic medicine.
That is so great. I was talking to Mark, our producer, prior to this, and just saying that kind of message is so inspiring, because when you have that mindset, and it's a choice.
It's
a growth mindset
mm-hmm.
where you have made a decision that the things that come into your life, you are going to learn and grow. Right.
And even every day you have to make the decision, the choice.
Right.
Because, you know, everything changes every day.
Well, the great thing about what you're doing is that you are taking it to a new level. You know, you are translating it not just to something that can please yourself. You're translating that passion and that strength into something that your listeners and your fans can appreciate.
Right.
That's one of the most outstanding thing I've ever heard as an artist.
Thank you.
So how does that happen? You know, how does your inspiration for songs occur?
Well, I draw my inspiration from what I've gone through throughout my life and situations that have happened. It's really about like what hardships I had to deal with. And then I kind of relate those. Maybe it's happening at the same time when I write the song, or it's something that happened previously. Or, you know, it depends on what's happening in that moment. That's how I hopefully to have what I've gone through throughout my life, put it in a song and hopefully show the listener that they can hopefully have a positive, view from it.
Well, I can tell you, in listening to all of your songs, that passion really does come true. And I know that is attracting people to you, because I think that everybody has across the bear. Everybody has problems. You know, they have challenges. And it's my belief is that's why we come here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, at the end of our life, people are going to be sitting in nursing homes, putting together playing cards or putting together puzzles. And they won't have challenges.
Right.
And what people have to realize is that we come here as kind of to ride the roller coaster ride, or perhaps maybe the merry-go-round. And through your music and through coming here today and explaining how that music is created, it raises the bar. It raises the bar. I want you to understand what you're doing, you know, not only with your music, but who you are, because it really, really comes through. And I know that... I know that they feel it. Well, explain to me again, how you get inspiration, and you know this whole thing about the music and you play the piano, right?
I do. I play the piano and guitar. Okay. I started with piano first, and then my influence for music, Ed Sheeran, kind of his guitar playing and like how he just him and the guitar on stage. I thought that was really cool. So
yeah,
He inspired me to play guitar.
Mm. Well, I got to ask this.
Yeah.
This show is called The Butterfly Moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it before, and I don't know what it is. So tell me when that moment was, whether it was you were a little kid and you picked up, you know, a toy musical instrument, or you're pounding on some sort of, you know, play piano, whatever. When did you know or have that butterfly moment where you say, I can do this, and I can do it in a way that people are going to like it?
Right. Yeah. So I kind of have two, but my main one would have to be when I was 7 and I sang for the first time on stage.
Hmm.
And I got a choir solo. And after I sang, people came up to me after with like tears in their eyes. And I was little, so I was like, well, did I do that bad? Like, I thought it was a bad thing. And it was kind of funny. And then they said, no, it was incredible. And I was just kind of taken back, because I didn't realize at that moment that you could really affect people in that way through music. And ever since I saw what you can do through music, I never looked back from there.
Wow. Okay. So... do you take lessons? I mean, is this all okay? So you take lessons for both the piano and the guitar.
Right. Yes. And I did take lessons for vocals for 4 years.
Okay.
But right now I'm not.
You got it kind of down. Your instrument is honed enough where you feel you can do what you want to do with it. How about the piano and the guitar?
I take lessons. Yes.
Okay. Is that helping?
Yeah, it is for sure. And because, there's endless things you can learn on piano and guitar. I mean, probably throughout my whole life, I won't master them all.
Mm.
A lot of musicians say that. Because, there's like endless combinations of chords, endless notes that you can play. I mean, it's endless.
Well, I think, I fool around on the guitar
cool.
a little bit. And, I paint and things like that. And I think that it's great to get lessons in that type of thing, but I think there's also an inner voice that you get enough to, grab a hold of the steering wheel on these kind of things, and you know, from there it's like natural talent. And obviously, it's rare, I think, that you have the because I don't really have the vocal talent and also be able to, you know, do the solos with doing your own instrument, which is really cool. Which is really cool. So, tell me what the future is going to be for you.
Well, the future, I want to obviously get my music into as many people's ears as I can.
Yeah.
And hopefully inspire as many people through that. And just share my message of that everyone can be and stay unbreakable in their life. And that bones and hearts can break, but your spirit can never break.
Mm.
And I just want to share my music with everyone. And I hopefully will come out with more music on another album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing the music right now for that. And just have more opportunities come my way where I can share everything.
I told you, you know, we talked a little bit before the show. And I told you in my own writing, I work also as a screenwriter, and I always think that the best titles are one word.
Yeah.
And I told you that I just loved the dimensions that I felt, you know, especially after knowing your story of Unbreakable. And it just speaks volumes, you know, in terms of your resolve. It speaks volumes in terms of the human condition,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think that unbreakable in my mind means that it doesn't mean that things can't happen. It doesn't mean that, you know, if I fall off a curve today, that my bones won't break.
Exactly.
But there's an inner spirit.
Right.
That is guiding on. Tell us how that title at least happened.
Right, yeah. So
well, it's the main song.
It is, and it's the title of, you know, the whole CD.
Right.
And like as I said, that I believe that bones and hearts can break. Yeah, clearly I've broken bones, and more than usual. And I kind of came up with this song because it's kind of like how you're in a wheelchair. Is how I describe it is that you get a lot of stares and looks and people looking at you like you're an alien almost, like if they've never seen a chair before. And, you know, they give you like sympathetic smiles and, you know, all that stuff. And I was kind of on a beach in the Bahamas, actually.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. I know. I was looking at the ocean and like wheels and sand don't mix well at all.
Yeah. Oh
so I felt like I was kind of stuck and I observed all the people passing me and, you know, I just saw all those things I just listed, like all the sympathetic smiles and all the stares and like it's endless. And, you know, you get used to it. But at that point, I kind of got a little frustrated.
Yeah.
And I pulled out my phone and I wrote the lyrics to this song.
Yeah, my God.
I did.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, usually I do the music first and then I write the lyrics. But this was the one song that it kind of happened differently.
Hmm.
And I went home and I put it to music when I got back.
So you grabbed the guitar or did you do
piano?
Piano. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do most of your composing on the piano?
Yeah, I do majority, but I do have a lot on guitar too.
You know, that's one of my life goals. You've inspired me again already. But I've always thought that the piano was the coolest instrument because you can just sit down and in terms of like really creating songs, I think it's got to be the best. You know, I always think of Paul McCartney yesterday and, you know,
sitting
down. But I think there's something about the hand-eye, voice-eye coordinate of your hands
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, you're singing too. It seems like it gets the prefrontal you know, parts of your brain going or something like that.
Oh, cool.
That's unbelievable.
Thank
so how would somebody, if they want to book you or invest in you or whatever, how would they get hold of you?
Yeah, for sure. So you would want to go on my website called AllieMcManus.com, and it's spelled AllieMcManus.com.
Hmm.
And you can go to the contact page if you want to book me, and I'll get an email. And also, my music is out.
Okay.
If you want to hear it, it's everywhere. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon.
Hmm.
And yeah, I'd love if you would stream it. And I have a music video for Unbreakable,
God.
The song I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's on my YouTube channel. If you just type in Allie McManus, it should be there. And I'm on all social medias too. It's just Allie McManus Music.
I see. So, are you finished with your tour? Is there a promotional tour? Because I know, when was it that the actual, it was in March that it came out?
Yeah. Okay. February.
Oh, February. Okay.
Yeah, 16th.
So how does that work now? You know, because it kind of confuses me. It used to be that we had the big vinyl records, and then we had the cassettes and all that kind of stuff. Now it seems like the industry's kind of overlaps into YouTube and...
It is very different now, yes. It's all, like, digital, and it seems like when I give a hard copy to someone of the CD, it's like they can only play it, like, in the car or something.
Right.
So it has changed. It has changed a lot. But yeah, I have a lot of shows coming up. One in particular, I'm going to be at the Arc in Ann Arbor on May 30th. I'm going to be doing they're featuring me and another person, Mike Moore, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to do that. I love that venue. Oh, actually, it's Eric Moore. I'm sorry.
Okay, Eric Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bad with names. I'm super bad.
So am I.
It's really bad.
Well, that sounds good. And so they can test out your music on YouTube at the very least.
And Spotify, yeah.
And Spotify. And this apparently, that exposure will cause more and more live events. Because it seems like the live events are a big thing these days.
It's really big. And having numbers on things is huge. Like followers, how many followers you have on Instagram, and how many streams you have on Spotify is big.
Mm.
So yeah, that would help for sure.
So what do you think your next project's going to be?
Oh, for sure. My next project would be I'm working on writing more songs to go out to LA and record again with Jack Douglas.
Oh my God.
And, I have a video coming out at some point. I'm not sure when. I'm getting the first edit today, actually. And it's called... it's called Roll This Way.
Okay.
And it's a parody of Walk This Way by Aerosmith.
Okay, I
And
love
I'm doing
song.
Roll This Way, because hence the wheelchair, which I think is hilarious. And we already recorded it. We did all the footage and... you know, the song and everything. And it's, I'm very excited to release it and show a different side of, more fun side of me.
Well, you know, we had some technical difficulties in our first show that we did together. And I'm so glad that we redid it, because you can't appreciate you as a personality without being, you know, face to face with you. I mean, you have a star quality energy about you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I can't tell you how inspired I am with you as a creative spirit and soulmate, you know, because that's a big part of my life too, that I can only say keep on, because the world needs you. The world needs strong, beautiful woman like you,
you
know, and so that doesn't mean that there's going to be obstacles.
No, there will be, for sure.
But you're tough. You're tough. You know, and part of the reason I have to thank you is that when I was growing up, my father had a debilitating stroke, and he was in a wheelchair for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the challenges that creates, you know, people looking at you, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I took him everywhere. I took him to Florida, to Washington. Back then, you know, they didn't have any accessible kind of things.
And it still needs work.
I know.
Sure.
When I was in law school in Notre Dame, I did model legislation for National Center of the Law and the Handicapped. So I was actually drafting stuff that, from my heart, is, you know, this is how you got to get into a building.
Right.
Because there was nothing there. And the idea back then was that it's discriminatory, you know, not to allow somebody access especially to public buildings. You know, it's just terrible.
I know. It is.
And it really doesn't cost that much, and it's you know, just something that. But you're way past that. I mean, you have a wonderful voice. You know, you have a wonderful persona, and you know, the creativity and the ability to put stuff out is just inspiring.
Thank you.
You've got it. And tell me about your support group. You got a wonderful lady here that's
kind of watching. My mom, Julie McManus.
Yeah.
I couldn't do most things without her, so I thank her very much.
Yeah, Julie was wonderful. She's a great promotional agent.
Yes,
you know,
she
just
is.
Was wonderful to meet her, and she told me all about you. And I think that this is great. And I just want to congratulate you and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
And I see your work in artistry as a ministry of sorts that's going to have a real, real effect, you know, not only on your listeners and you, but, you know, people that have the gift of seeing you live, gift of seeing you live.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you so much for, you know, Mom, for sharing this moment and telling us about your butterfly moments. And I know that this is going to inspire a lot of people.
I hope so.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.